我们亲爱的天父
Our dear Heavenly Father,
我们实在感谢赞美你
We truly want to praise and thank you.
因为耶和华的名该受极大的赞美
The name of our Lord should be lifted high and praised.
凡蒙耶稣基督宝血拯救的神的儿女，我们都当来到你的面前，把我们心中的感谢赞美恭恭敬敬地献给你。
All your children ought to come before you and offer all the thanksgiving and praises that are in our hearts.
你的话告诉我们，信就是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
For you told us that faith is the things
we hope for.
Faith is the things we hope for.
主啊，让我们能够在你所赐的信心里面，我们来朝见你的面。
So that we pray that we can see your face in your faith.
因为你的话告诉我们，人非有信就不能够得神的喜悦。
You told us that without faith, man cannot be pleasing in the sight of God.
我们今天能够来到你面前，是因着你把信心赏给我们，让我们能够知道你是神。
And today we're able to come before you is because you have given faith to us so that we know that you are God.
而且我们相信你要赏赐那寻求他的人。
And we believe that you will bless ones who seek you.
我们也纪念你的话说，饥渴慕义的人有福了。
And you also remember your words when you said that blessed be those who have hunger.
因为他们必得饱足。
For they will be filled.
主啊，今天我们带着这样的一个饥渴慕义的灵来到你自己的施恩宝座，我们求你来充满我们整个的全人。
And so today we bring forth this hungry spirit to your throne, so that may you fill us with your spirit.
我们向你承认，我们聪明有限，智慧有限，我们没有办法凭着我们自己的聪明智慧来认识真神。
And we admit that our earthly wisdom has its limits, and we cannot truly know the true God with our limited wisdom.
我们只有祷告，求你把智慧与启示的灵赏给我们。
All we can do is pray that you will bless us with the spirit of revelation and wisdom.
让我们能够真知道基督。
So that we can truly know Christ.
主，求你来得着我们每一个人的心。
May you receive every one of our hearts.
主啊，我们的心需要你自己的洁净。
And our hearts need your cleansing.
里面有任何的掺杂，有任何的偶像，求你把我们一一的摔碎。
And if there be any idols, false idols that are inside of us, may you destroy them.
愿你永远在我们每一个人的心目中居首位。
May you be the only one always in every one of our hearts.
你是一切又在一切之内。
And you are all and in all.
求你带领我们越随着岁月的增长，我们能够更加的认识你的旨意，认识你的自己。
And with the passage of time, may we know you more and know your will more.
我们把今天早晨这段宝贵的时光带到你自己的面前祷告。
And we lift up this precious time this morning before you.
求你来分别这一段时间为你所用。
And we pray that you will separate out this time so that it can be used by you.
吸引我们的心完全来安静地听你的话。
May you draw our hearts to you so that we can be quiet and listen to your words.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
我们如此祈求，奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，让我们又有一个主日可以一起来到他的面前。
We thank our Lord that we have another Sunday so that we can come before Him.
今天开始我要把我们今年教会的主题，就是以弗所书所告诉我们的认识神永远的旨意，来跟弟兄姊妹一起来交通。
So today I'd like to share the beginning of our church message theme for this year, which is through the book of Ephesians, so is to know the will of God.
我们去年是一起来思想一本书，就是腓立比书。
So last year we shared the book on the book of
Philippians.
Philippians.
对，那那今年呢，我们再往前再推，因为我们去年讲到忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，这是保罗的祷告。
So last year, Paul's prayer prayed that we should forget what lies behind and race towards the goalpost ahead.
那今年呢，我们就要来看这个标杆神怎么启示出来的。
And so this year we'd like to take a closer look at how God reveals this goalpost to us.
不管是腓立比书也好，我们今年要交通的以弗所书也好，这些都是属于保罗书信十三封书信里头四封，我们称为监狱书信。
And so regardless of whether it be the book of Philippians or the book of Ephesians, these are all four books out of the 13 books from Paul that we call the books from prison.
那意思就是说，保罗写这四封信的时候，他人是在监牢里头，手上是戴着手铐的。
In other words, while he was in prison, he wrote these four books while he was shackled.
那么，今年我们就特别要来看他在以弗所这本书里头六章的圣经，他要把神里头一个很重要的奥秘来启示给他，神也借着他来借着这一封信来告诉以弗所的教会。
And so we'd like to take a closer dive, a deeper dive into the book of Ephesians to see, because in it there's this big revelation inside that God revealed through to his church through Paul's
writings.
And so in order to preach this message, he prayed two very important prayers.
那在这两个重要祷告，一个是记载在今天我们讲的第一章里头。
And so the first prayer is recorded in chapter 1, which we'll share today.
一个是我们以后往前讲的时候，你就会发现在第三章里面，他也做了第二个祷告。
And then the second one is recorded in chapter 3, which we will talk about later in the year.
因为他知道为的要明白神永远的旨意，如果我们没有在神的面前有这样的一个态度，我们虽然听了左耳进去右耳出来，根本就是听也听不懂。
Because he understands that in order to truly know God's eternal will, we have to have this right attitude, because without which we could hear the words, but it will just enter one ear and out the other.
所以保罗就为圣徒们做了这一个非常重要的祷告。
And that's why Paul prayed this very important prayer on behalf of the saints.
那我们一起来读他的祷告。
Let's read about his prayer.
以弗所书第一章十七、十八两节。
So Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18.
对，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him.
并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
如果你眼睛闭起来，好好想一想，刚刚你到底读了什么？
So if you close your eyes and think about what you just read.
保罗他在第一个祷告里面，他祷告的那个内容，那个核心是什么？
What did Paul pray in his very first prayer in this book? What was the theme?
用一个很简单的话来说。
And to pray simply.
啊，保罗到底他为圣徒们来明白神的奥秘，他做一个很重要的祷告，这个祷告叫做什么？
So that the saints could understand this mystery, what was it that Paul prayed about?
他说里面有一个东西叫做心中的眼睛。
So he mentioned this heart, this eyes of the heart.
对，这个是整个属灵奥，要明白属灵奥秘的关键。
And that is the key to understand everything that has to do with the spiritual realm.
如果这个眼睛是瞎的，
And if that heart is blind,
保罗不管怎么讲，我们有听没有见。
Regardless of whatever Paul may talk about, it's as if we have not heard of it at all.
所以保罗说，我求神开我们心中的眼睛，让我们能够真认识他的旨意。
And that's why he prayed and said that, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling.
那这是这个祷告的核心。
And that is the key to Paul's prayer.
那我也盼望我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们今年在神面前一起来读，来思考，来寻求这个以弗所书中保罗要向我们每一个人打开的那一个属灵的奥秘是什么。
And so I pray that everyone this year that we will be able to read and meditate and truly think about what is the mystery that Paul wants to reveal to us in the book.
对，我就在思想一个我自己信主是1961年开始受洗得救的。
So thinking back, I became a believer, I was baptized back in 1961.
那个时候在台湾，我还是一个初中生。
So back then, I was still in middle school in Taiwan.
那神的恩典，我的同班的一个同学带我去教会。那在教会中就听到神的仆人来传福音。那个时候，神就开了我的里头的心眼，让我开始愿意认识耶稣基督。是我个人的救主。
And through God's blessing, a classmate of mine brought me to church, and I was able to hear his servant preach a message. And through God's blessing, he opened the eyes inside my heart, and so I became a believer and accepted him as my personal Lord and Savior.
所以我信主的头十年，基本上就是在台湾，在成长的过程中，一步一步对神的话慢慢有一点初步的认识。
So for the first 10 years since I was saved, I was in Taiwan, and then slowly but surely I started to have more exposure and more understanding of his words and grow.
所以在那个头十年的里头，基本上我所知道的福音就是我们每一个人都是罪人，我们需要耶稣基督的救恩，然后我们可以跟神发生一个生命的联系，他成为我们的天父，借着耶稣开的这条又新又活的路，我们都可以来亲近我们的天父。
And so for those for 10 years, I understand the basics of the salvation, that we are all sinners and we're all saved, and through Lord Jesus Christ that we can come, that who opened this new and living way for us, that we could go and be with the Lord, have this personal relationship with Him.
所以我想每一个真实得救的人，基本上我们都在这一个最重要的基要真理上，我们都能够有这样的一个基本的认识。
So I think as Christians and believers that we all have this understanding of the basic truth.
那我们每年教会会有布道会，我们在学校也常常跟学校的同学开布道会传福音，非常热心。
And so every year, our church will hold this annual gospel meetings, and then we also share the gospels with our fellow students.
但是我们到底神为什么出了这样的一个代价来救我们，让我们最终的目标要达到什么？我们只有一个简单的概念：死了以后上天堂。
But in terms of like truly grasping why God did all of this, what was the point with the gospel? What was the end goal? We only had this vague idea, just know that, when we die, then we get to go to heaven.
这是一个很简单的在我们对这个神的概念里头这个基本的福音的一个很初步的认识。
So this is a very elementary understanding of the gospel.
一直等到我十年以后到美国来留学。
It wasn't until 1971 when I first came to the U.S. to study.
然后就遇见一个神的仆人。
And then I met a servant of God.
那 我那个时候到北卡读书，那么他也从纽约到北卡来传道。
And so at the time I was studying in North Carolina, and then so this servant came from New York to North Carolina as well.
所以我在读这个研究所的那几年，神预备了这个神的仆人。我在他的手下就好好的从创世纪听到启示录，才知道哇哦，我们除了得救之外，还有更大的一个叫做神永远的旨意，是我以前从来不懂的。
So it was during those years of my graduate study, God placed me to study under this old servant and who led me through from Genesis all the way until Revelation, did I truly understand what God's will truly is.
所以那几年基本上神借着这个仆人把圣经等于向我打开了，里面神要启示的这个旨意是远超过我能够所求所想。
And so in other words, in those years God revealed the entire book to me through his servant, and so this is way beyond what I could hope for.
那这个这件事情明白之后，我的人生的方向就明确了。
And so after understanding this, then the goal of my life became clear.
神不是为着让我们将来上天堂，所以为我们上十字架。那我们信完耶稣以后就等死啊。
So God
将来才上天堂啊。
So God didn't go on the cross for us just so that we could be saved. Because if that was the only purpose, then after we become believers, we will just kind of just hang around and wait for death. Because if that's all there is to it.
所以我盼望这现在是2022年，所以从这个72年左右我开始慢慢进入这一个圣经的主体思想以后，到现在多少年了？50年了，对。
So it has been so right now is the year 2022. So since 1972, it's been 50 years since I started to truly get into the true meaning of God's gospel.
对，那我们就要来思想一下，神这一个伟大的目标为什么？我们很难去领会它。
So let's take a deeper dive into why is it for us is so hard for us to understand and God's true goal.
有一个很重要的关键。
And this very important key point is.
Yeah, 我们来看在马太福音十三章有这样的一段话。
And it's in Book of Matthew chapter 13.
第十三章第十节。
Verse 10.
门徒进前来问耶稣说：“对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？”
And the disciples came and said to him, "Why do you speak to them in parables?"
耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。”
Jesus answered them, "To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been granted."
凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
For whoever has to him, more shall be given, and he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him.
第十三节，所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因为他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
Therefore, I speak to them in parables, because while seeing, they do not see, and while hearing, they do not hear, nor do they understand.
十四节，在他们身上正应验了以赛亚的预言，说你们听是要听见，却不明白；看是要看见，却不晓得。
In their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is being fulfilled, which says, "You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive."
因为这百姓犹蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
For the heart of this people has become dull. With their ears, they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they would see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand what their heart and return, and I would heal them.
但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。
But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear.
所以在这段话的里头，讲出一个很重要的原则。
So in this passage, it describes a very important principle.
听众在耶稣讲这段话的时候，他的听众有上千的人在前面。
And so when Jesus uttered these words, he had an audience in the thousands.
那是耶稣最受人欢迎的时候，那一段日子。
So that was at the height of his popularity during the, those days.
很多人喜欢听耶稣讲道。
So a lot of people enjoy light listening to Jesus preach.
而且还可以吃免费午餐。
And of course, they got free lunch.
对吧？耶稣曾经用五饼二鱼叫上万的人吃饱。
And because at one point Jesus allowed the whole entire large crowd to be fed just with five bread and two fish.
但是在门徒听耶稣讲道的中间，他们发现一个很重要的稀奇的现象。
But while listening to his teachings, his disciple discovers something very interesting in his message.
耶稣传道的主题是天国近了。
So the main theme of Jesus' preach message is that the kingdom of heaven is near.
那在耶稣传讲天国的道理的时候，他常常用一些比喻来讲天国的奥秘。
And so whenever he talked about the kingdom of heaven, he would use these parables.
那门徒发现什么稀奇现象是很稀奇，他们就问了一个问题：夫子啊，你为什么讲的这个讲天国的时候，用比喻讲呢？
And so after realizing this, they asked him and said, "Teacher, why do you speak in parables when you talk about the kingdom of heaven?"
那耶稣说什么？
And Jesus responded by saying what?
我给你们用比喻讲，然后我就有解释这个比喻什么意思。
So I share with you the message in parables, and then I will explain to you what that parable means.
但是我对他们讲的时候，我只讲比喻，我却没有解释。
But when I speak to the other people, I only tell them about the parables, but I didn't explain what that means behind the parables.
为什么有这样区别呢？对待呢？
So why is there this difference?
耶稣讲说一个理由。
And Jesus explained.
他旧约里面有一个先知叫做以赛亚，他讲过一个预言。
For the old in the Old Testament, there was a prophet called Isaiah, and he prophesied.
他这是在十四节，他说以赛亚当年说过，你们听要听见，但不明白；看要看见，却不晓得。
In verse 14, he said that Isaiah once said, "You will keep on hearing, but will not understand. You will keep on seeing, but will not perceive."
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，属灵的事情有一个很稀奇的现象。
So, dear brothers and sisters, there's this very interesting phenomenon in regards to the spiritual realm.
神把他的奥秘启示出来，讲给所有的人都在那里听。
So God shared his mystery with all the people around him.
但是
，but
有很多的人是视而不见，听而不闻。
But a lot of the people, they saw but they could not understand. They kept on seeing but did not perceive.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。这一件事情是每一个听到的人必须在神面前问问自己。
So this is something that every single person who ever heard a message must ask himself before God.
到底今天神对我说了什么话？我懂还是不懂？
What did God share with me today, and did I truly understand those words?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，每一次我们听神的话的时候，你都要来问自己一个问题。我听懂了没有？
Every time you hear God's word, you must ask yourself this one question: Did I truly understand the words?
我从92年开始出来传道。
So I started to preach since 1992.
到今年刚刚好30年。
And so this year, it's been 30 years. So it's
been a
And the biggest thing I've taken away from this experience has been
就是耶稣这边的讲话，反而有人呢，就是听了也等于没听过一样。
And it's exactly what Jesus said here. For some people, they heard, but they did not understand.
这30年，我的确是这样的感觉。
And that summarized my feelings exactly, perfectly, throughout these 30 years.
我们有一个很稀奇的现象，人在神的面前，我们好像都坐在那里，好像都听过很多的道，但是这个道在我们身上有没有产生果效，那不一定。
So there's this amazing phenomenon that I observe is that it seems that we're all sitting here, all listening to the words, but yet whether those words had taken its effect, that's not guaranteed.
所以耶稣当门徒这样问耶稣的时候，耶稣就把里面的道理讲出来。我不知道你在读这段话的时候，你有没有发现为什么耶稣有这双重不同的标准？
So that's so when Jesus asked this question, he revealed the reasoning behind why he spoke in parable. So I'm not sure. Well, I don't know if you when you read about this, did you have a feeling?
你刚刚读耶稣解释这件事情的时候，那个什么是他的关键词？
So after reading about his explanation, what do you think is the key phrase here? Key words.
耶稣说，对你们，我就解释出来；对他们，我只有讲比喻，我没有解释。And
so he said to his disciples, said to you, I have explained the meaning behind the parable, but I did not explain those meaning to the others.
所以区别就是你们还是他们。So
the difference being you and them.
看出来了没有？
You see this?
那谁是你们，谁是他们？
So who's this you that's being referred to, and who's
这是第一个问题，谁是你们，谁是他们？
So this is the first question: who's considered as part of the you group, and who's considered the them?
第二个问题,
in the them camp.
我是你们还是他们？
And then the second question to you is: do I belong to the group of you or them?
Yeah.
Do you understand this?
谁是你们，谁是他们？
So who's in the you camp and who's in the them camp?
这是整个能够进入耶稣的道，听懂了还是没有听懂的那一个关键钥匙。
And that's the key to whether you understand Jesus' words.
我们太多的人是他们，而没有成为你们。
For there's so many of us are still in the them camp and not in the you camp.
你把这个上下文好好的读，好好在想，你想想看，成千上万的人在下面听耶稣讲道，谁是你们，谁是他们？
So if you truly read all these passages in context, think about all the tens of thousands of people who listen to Jesus preach. How many of them are in the you group and how many of them are in the them group?
你就可以发现。 谁是你们呢？那就是跟随耶稣的门徒，叫做你们。那些只是来听听讲道，享受享受那个耶稣五饼二鱼的免费晚餐，这个都是属于他们。
And you discover that only those people who become his disciples are in the you group, who truly follow him. While all the people who just came here just to hear his words, enjoy the free meals, those people are in the them group.
所以你就自然而然你就发现耶稣他讲道的时候就把这两个 group 就分开来了。
And so you see that while he's preaching, he started to separate these people into these two groups.
所以16节耶稣再加强一下说，你们的眼睛是有福的，因为你们看见了；你们的耳朵是有福的，你们怎么样？
And that's why in verse 16, Jesus emphasized this point by saying, but blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers
and sisters,
so that's why we must have this attitude of seeking an answer regardless how long it will take, whatever effort it takes.
我要明白神啊，你今天对我说什么。
You have to have this inquisitive heart and never give up, and in order to truly understand God, what is it that you're trying to say to me?
对，因为神的话就是真理。
Because His words is truth.
就是生命。
It's life.
就是道路。
And it's the way.
神的一切都在他的话里面向我们表达。
And everything about God is lies in His words, which are revealed to us.
你如果离开了神真正的话，那个 Rhema, 那你这个人根本就跟神就是越走越远了。
And so if you are away from His words, which is Rhema, then you will be far drifting farther and farther away.
还有一个，在约翰福音第六章六十四节有这样一句话。
And then another one is in John chapter 6, verse 64.
64, 对。罗马，约翰福音六章。
So in John chapter 6,
64节。
Verse 64.
他说，只是你们中间有不信的人，耶稣从起头就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。
But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were, who did not believe, and who it was that would betray him.
所以主讲这句话的时候，把人分成两类，哪两类？
So when our Lord Jesus spoke these words, he separated the people, the group, into two subgroups. Which two subgroups?
一组叫做信，有一组呢不信。
So he called them one group the believers, the other one non-believers.
所以这一节圣经就让我们看见，这个信是整个的关键。
And so this passage allows us to see the key point in all of this.
我们读这本圣经的时候
，And so when we read this book,
神就在看我们这个人的反应。
God is observing our reactions.
你是把它当小说来看呢
？Are you just reading the Bible like a story？
当做一个历史的文件看一看
，or maybe
满足一下你的好奇呢
？Or maybe like a historical book to satisfy your curiosity？
还是你真正相信这是神说的话
？And or do you truly believe that these are the words of God？
你如果把这本圣经神说的话相信它，而且照着它去做的话。你是有福的。
If you believe that these are the true words of God and you act upon them, then you are blessed.
刚刚我在祷告的时候，我就引用一段圣经，就是希伯来书有一句话说，凡到神面前来的都必须什么？信有神。
So when during my prayer, I quoted from a passage in the book of Hebrews, which says that all those who comes before God all believed in God.
然后第二句话。
And the second verse.
啊，必须信有神，这是中文的翻译，而且相信他赏赐那寻求他的人，对吧
？And you not only do you must believe in God, but you also believe that He blessed those who seek Him out.
那如果你看英文的翻译的时候，跟中文有一点不同。
And so the English translation is slightly different. So Hebrews chapter which?
英文啊。那没关系，你就听我，你就翻就行了，
okay.
不用翻那些。
So in the English version,
凡到神面前来的，我们中文翻译成必须信有神。
So in the Chinese version, it says all those who come before God must believe there is God.
那你看英文翻译的时候，他说必须信 He is.
So but in the English version, it says that all those come before Him must believe that He is God.
你必须接受他就是那一位。那这句话，你必须要看到第一个人问这个问题的时候叫摩西。
And so the English version emphasizes that God, He is God. So, the person who asked this about this question, the first person who asked about this on this topic is Moses.
摩西问过这个问题。
Because remember, Moses asked about this.
因为神向摩西显现，给他一个使命，你去对法老说，将我的百姓，让我的百姓 让他们可以走，可以侍奉我。
Because God appeared to Moses and told him that to go before the Pharaoh and say, "Let my people go."
那摩西就想想，那我要去，那法老问我，谁打发你来的？
And so Moses responds saying, "But what if the Pharaoh asked me who sent me to you?"
所以 摩西是第一个人问神，你叫什么名字？
So in other words, Moses was the first one who asked God, "What is your name?"
对，神第一次向人启示他的大名。
And this is also the very first time when God revealed His name to people.
神的名字叫什么吗？
You remember what God said? That was His name.
I am that I am.
He said, "I am that I am."
假设有人给你说尊姓大名，你说 "I am that I am"， 大家都昏过去。
Imagine if somebody is asking you what your name is, and you respond by saying "I am that I am." They must think that you're crazy.
其实，神伟大的名字就是叫做我是。
But in reality, the God's glorious name is "I am."
后面你可以填好多的我是什么。
And you could fill in whatever that follows that.
那约翰福音就讲了八个 I am.
And John, in the book of John, it described eight I am. What to follow this I am.
对啊，这是另外一个题目，今天不讲。
So that's another topic for another day.
总而言之，神要我们相信他是。
But regardless, God wants us to believe that He is.
他是圣经中所有启示关于他自己，他不会骗我们的。
So he is everything that the Bible revealed to us about.
你看圣经的开始第一句话就是，起初神怎么样？创造天地。
Because in the very beginning, if you read the very first one, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth."
所以他要第一个启示告诉我们他是谁，他是天地万物的什么？创造者。
So in his very first revelation, he wants us to understand what? He showed us, he revealed to us that he is the creator of the universe.
So 对他的话，我们必须有一个态度，就是他怎么说，我们就怎么样，相信。
So we must have this attitude that whatever he says, we must believe.
那你就是一个有福的人。
And if you could do this, then you are blessed.
你什么时候开始觉得，哎，这不可信，这个荒谬。你开始拒绝神的话的时候，你跟神就没有任何的关系了。
If you stop believing that, if you think that what he says is not believable, then you no longer have that relationship with him.
所以第二个重要的态度就是信。
So the second important attitude is to have is.
那人为什么不信呢？那保罗就给我们讲了一个原因。
And so why is it that man is unbelieving? Paul shared.
在哥林多后书。
And in 2 Corinthians.
四章三节有这样一段话。
Verse 4, 3.
对，如果我们的福音蒙蔽，就是蒙蔽在灭亡人的身上。
And even if our goal, our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing.
此等不信之人被这世界的神怎么样弄瞎了心眼，不叫基督的荣耀的福音光照着他们，基督本是神的像。
In whose case the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving so that they might not see the light of the gospel or the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
在这句话里头，你就会发现我们里面有一个什么眼睛。
So from this passage, you understand that it mentioned we inside of us we have an eye.
本来是人凭着这个眼睛可以看见神。
So originally through this eye, using this eye, you could see God.
但是人一犯罪。这个眼睛就怎么样，瞎了。
But as soon as man sinned, this eye became blind.
对，我们就不认识神了。
And we no longer know God.
对吧？这叫做心中的眼睛被撒旦弄瞎了。
And that's in other words, the eyes of our hearts have been blinded by Satan.
所以当神向我们启示、向我们说话的时候，我们。看也看不见，听也听不明白。
And that's why God, when He was trying to reveal to us, when He speak to us, that we cannot hear nor see.
这是一个罪人的一个事实。
And that is the reality for sin.
所以每一次我们传福音，我们都要做一个祷告。什么祷告？
So that's why every time before we are to share the gospel, we always pray this prayer. And what is that?
就是求圣灵怎么样？开我们的心眼。
And as to we pray that the Holy Spirit will open the eyes of our hearts,
让我们能够认识神。
So that we may know God.
对啊，所以这是我们每一个罪人来到神的面前， 我们需要求神开我们的心眼。
And so that's why every sinner, when we come before God, we must pray that He will open the eyes of our hearts.
而且不是一次。
And not just once.
这一个神开我们的心眼是连续一直的动作。
And this, but rather, this is a continuous action.
对，我们必须一直被神开启，我们对神的认识也就越来就怎么样，越清楚。越明亮。
And so only when we go through this again and again and again, then our understanding of God will become more and more clear.
下面我要讲四个人。
So next, I would like to share on four people, about four people.
在他们这四个人身上，两个是旧约的，两个是新约的，我们都很熟的。
And so two are from the Old Testament, two from the New Testament, and we're all very familiar with these people.
嗯哼。先我们来看这本书的作者保罗自己。
So let's first take a look at the author of this book, Paul himself.
我们在看他的见证的时候，他自己说的，在记载在《使徒行传》第九章。
And so his experience was recorded in the book of Acts, chapter 9.
对，扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐。威吓凶杀的话去见大祭司。
Now Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest.
这个扫罗就是保罗的前半生，他没有认识耶稣以前，他自己的名字叫扫罗。
So before Paul became a believer, before he knew Jesus, Lord Jesus, he was known as Saul.
他那个时候大概三十。
He was about at that time he's about
37-38
years old.
这个法利赛人。
He was a very famous Pharisee at the time.
对，在犹太教里面是一个非常有名而且成就非凡的一个怎么讲呢？犹太人有一个组织叫做 Sanhedrin。
So at the time he was very famous for Judea and then he was in the Sanhedrin organization.
那有点像我们现在的这个国会这个参议员。
It's almost kind of like in a way compared to Congress of this country.
他那个时候是七十一个委员里面的中间的议员。
He was actually one of the 71 members that made up the Sanhedrin.
他是为他们的犹太教大发热心。
He has great zeal for the Judaism.
那这个七十一员的这个 Sanhedrin 的头就是大祭司。
And the leader of the Sanhedrin is the high priest.
所以他要替天行道。
And so Saul was thinking that he was doing God's work.
从正统的犹太教的眼光，这些信耶稣的人都是异端。
So from the viewpoint of the Orthodox Jews, the Christians at the time are heathens. Are
他求文书。给大马色的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
And asked for letters from him to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, both men and women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem.
扫罗行路，将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他。
As he was traveling, it happened that he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him.
他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”
And he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?"
他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And he said, "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting."
起来进城去，你所当做的事必有人告诉你。
But get up and enter the city, and it will be told you what you must do.
同行的人站在那里，说不出话来，听见声音却看不见人。
The men who traveled with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no one.
扫罗从地上起来，睁开眼睛，竟不能看见什么。有人拉着他的手，领他进了大马色。
Saul got up from the ground, and though his eyes were open, he could not see nothing. And leading him by the hand, they brought him into Damascus.
三日不能看见，也不吃，也不喝。
And he was 3 days without sight, and neither ate nor drank.
这段经历是保罗改变的他人生的关键时刻。
So this was the key turning point in Saul Paul's life.
他是从耶路撒冷带了一批人。
So he brought a bunch of people from Jerusalem on their way to Damascus. And he had but one goal in mind. And that is to arrest the people who believe in Jesus. So if you pay attention to the translation in the Bible, so at that time, the word Christian did not exist.
所以称这一群信耶稣的人叫什么?
So what did they call this group of people who believe in Jesus?
中文圣经翻译是找着信奉这道的人。
In the Chinese version, it means the people who serve this belief, the people who serve.
你看英文的翻译。
So, but in the English version, it says the people who belonging to the way.
听出来它差别没有？
Can you understand tell the difference between these two translations?
这一群信耶稣的人，当时人叫他们叫做 the way.
So this group of people who believed in Jesus at the time, the people at the time called them the way.
因为这一群人，他们走的路跟我们犹太人走的路怎么样？不一样。
Because these people, the way that they walked, the path they took, is different from us Israelites.
因为耶稣说我就是那个道路。
Because Jesus said, I am the way.
所以耶稣有一条路是世界的人不懂的。So, 所以称这些人是走路的人。
Jesus has this way that to the world that they do not understand.
在他们眼中，这是走邪路的人。
So to the outside people, to the other people, it seems like the Christians are walking in a cult.
好，那就发生这一个很大的一个神奇的经验，就是他被一个大光打倒了。
And but yet Saul experienced this amazing experience that which was he was struck down by this great light.
就有一个声音跟他讲话。
And there was this voice speaking to him.
对吧？他听见这个话是什么？扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？
And what he heard was that Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?
他马上回答说什么？
And he immediately started saying,
你是谁？
He said, Who are you, Lord?
他实在太聪明，一称呼他就叫做主啊，他还不知道他是谁，已经称他是主人了。
So he was truly wise. He did not know who was talking to him, but as soon as that voice spoke, he immediately said, Lord.
那他就听见，我就是你逼迫的谁？
And the voice responded by saying, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting.
请问保罗见过耶稣没有?
Let me ask you this. Has Paul, up to that point, ever seen Jesus?
所以他没有见过耶稣,他怎么可能去逼迫耶稣呢?
So, but he never saw Jesus. He never met him. So how could it be that he persecuted Jesus?
他去抓的是什么人?
What was he? Who
是信耶稣的人。
Who are the people that he was on his way to arrest?
对不对？
He
was, 所以准确的来讲，当保罗问耶稣你是谁的主啊，你是谁的时候，他应该听到的答案是什么？
So more accurately speaking, when Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord?" Shouldn't God respond by saying,
我是那些信耶稣人的主。
Shouldn't he say that I am the master, the leader of the people who believe in Jesus?
但是耶稣的回答是，我就是你所啊逼迫的耶稣。
But instead, Jesus responded by saying, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting."
所以这是一个耐人，他一定要好好去想为什么耶稣这样子讲话。
So this is something that he really should meditate and think about. Why did Jesus respond to this?
这个大光把他打倒之后，他开始认识了耶稣是谁，对吧？
So after he was struck down by the light, Saul began to know who Jesus is.
然后发生一个什么事？
And there's something also amazingly that happened.
他本来看得见。
Originally, he was able to see with his eyes.
但是经过这一个大的神奇的经验之后，他看得见看不见。
But after this amazing experience, was he able to see afterwards?
我再问一句，他看见什么？
So let me ask you this again. What did he see?
他看见什么？
What did he see?
二十 多年 24年之后
So 24 years later
他站在一个王的面前做了一个见证
He was standing in front of a king to testify
这是记载在使徒行传 26章19节
So this was in Acts chapter 26 verse 19
他说亚基帕王啊
So he said
故此我没有违背那从天上来的异象
So King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision. So he testified before
the
He testified that 24 years ago on my way to Damascus, there, I was struck down by this great light. I was just exactly like all of you who believe in Judaism. And I thought that all the people who believe in Jesus, that those are heresy, that they should be getting rid of. And I thought that was my mission. I was doing the will of God. But on that day, my life got turned completely upside down. I became a servant of Jesus. I became his witness.
我人生的方向怎么样? 180度完全改变了
And the direction of my life changed 180 degrees
这是他24年之后在亚基帕王面前做的见证 我这24年从来没有违背过那一个天上的异象
And so this was the testimony he gave in front of King Agrippa He said, since then, in the 24 years since then I had never proved disobedient
这是我要给你们指出来 这一个 写以弗所书的这个作者，他的生命中，他一生做的见证就是这一个。
And so that's why I want to point this out to you is that the author of these books, that the testimony he gave out for his entire life was exactly that.
那个叫做大马色的异象，对吧？
And that is called the vision of Damascus.
那我再举另外第二个。
Let me give you a second example of another very famous person, and that was Peter.
有一次写在这个福音书里，两个福音书都记载同样的这件事， 马太的17章跟路加的第9章都讲这一件事。
And so this particular event was recorded both in the book of Matthew in chapter 17 and Luke chapter 9.
就有一天主耶稣带着三个门徒。
And that was that one day, Lord Jesus brought these three disciples to go up this very high mountain, and then all of a sudden Jesus was transfigured.
他圣经怎么形容？耶稣变成平常的耶稣，就是跟我们一样。
So how did the Bible describe it? Jesus normally appeared as just like you and I, but on that day, at that moment, he was transformed into something completely different.
你如果记得读那一段圣经的时候，耶稣的面貌是怎么样？ 发光如同日头，像太阳一样。
And if you remember reading those passages, those chapters, you'll remember that at that point, at that moment, Jesus' face is lighting up. It's as if like the light of the sun came from there.
他的袍子呢?
And what about his robes?
也是洁白放光，有一个大的光从他的。
It was also in this gleaming white, and there was this great light that came from his robe.
哇，这三个门徒怎么样？吓死了！
And the three disciples were completely stunned.
对吧？如果我站在这里，忽然间全部变成光体，你们也昏倒了，对不对？
So imagine if I'm standing here, all of a sudden, just this light is kind of emanating from me. You probably would also be stunned as well.
这他们从来没有见过的耶稣。
Because this is a Jesus that they never saw before.
哪一个是真的耶稣？
So let me ask you this: Who's the true Jesus? Which form is the true Jesus?
在这个变化山上见到的耶稣是他的什么？ 真相，他本来的样子。
The Jesus that was on the Mount of Transfiguration is his original form.
但是平常呢，他把他的这一个发光荣耀的本体，好像用一个幔子把它包起来了，就看起来就跟你跟我一样。
But no, during his normal days, it's as if he has hidden that figure using a veil so that he will appear to you just like you and I.
顺便讲一句,
and by the way,
如果你知道这个发光的耶稣是他的本相,
if you know that this Jesus who had this light emanating from him, that's his original state, that's his how he originally looked like.
亚当夏娃是怎么造的?
How was Adam and Eve made?
圣经怎么说?亚当夏娃怎么造的?
How did the...
照他的形象与样式造的，对不对？
So it was recorded in the Bible that Adam and Eve were made in the image of God.
所以亚当夏娃被造的时候像谁？
So in other words, when Adam and Eve were made, who were they like?
像耶稣。
They were like Jesus.
发光。
So therefore, they should also be emanating light.
Amen.
Amen.
但是怎么不亮了呢？
But why is it that they no longer emanate light?
怎么不亮的呢?
Why is it they no longer do that?
吃了什么?那个神不准他吃的果子,对不对?
It's because they ate from the tree that God forbid.
他们夫妻两个吃完那个果子就发现有一个现象发生,什么事情?我怎么赤身裸体啊?他以前怎么不知道?
Because after they ate from the fruit, the Adam and Eve discovered something, which is that they all of a sudden realized that they were naked. It's like, why was it that they didn't realize that before?
对不对?就是他们以前是充满荣耀的，不需要有什么衣服，荣耀就是他的衣服。
It's because before they were filled with glory, so there's no need for clothing. For the glory is the clothing.
但是一犯罪以后，这个荣耀就消失了。
But after they sinned, this glory was parted away from them.
现在你就懂了为什么这个。耶稣把他的荣耀要向这个三个门徒显现，就是告诉他，你们本来应该跟这个跟我一样的。
So now you understand why did Jesus reveal this form of himself to his disciple? Because he wants to let them know that this is how you used to be.
那彼得是说，哎呀，这个地方太好了，让我搭三座棚，一座为你，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚。他以为他是最好的。
And Peter said, oh, this is so wonderful. And he started blurring out that we should make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And he said that everybody was
looking.
And this is what heaven is
supposed to be.
But God immediately removed the other two and said,
讲了什么?
And what did he say?
这是我的爱子，你们要听他。
And this is my begotten son, listen to him.
所以这个地方就看见一件很重要的事，父把子启示给我们，然后要我们注意一个重点，这个重点是什么？
And so、
我们少说话，多听什么？他说话。
And so this is very important.
你听他。
That God revealed the Son to us and tell us this is to say less and listen more to Jesus.
这个是大概在主后大概应该是大概29年左右。
So this happened probably around 29 AD.
然后等到这个彼得快要离开世界了，他写了他最后的一卷书，就是《彼得后书》。
And then next come when about the time when Peter left the world, he wrote Second Peter.
如果你读彼得后书第一章十四节到十八节，他的遗言里头他讲这一段话。
And so in Second Peter chapter 1 verse 14 to 18, in his last words he said these.
因为知道我脱离这帐篷的时候快到了，正如我主耶稣所指示我的。并且我要尽心我要尽心竭力使你们在我去世以后常纪念这事。
And so verse 14 says, knowing that the laying aside of my earthly dwelling is imminent, as also our Lord Jesus Christ has made clear to me, and I will also be diligent that at any time after my departure you will be able to call these things to mind.
我们从前将我们主耶稣基督的大能和他降临的事告诉你们，这并不是随从乖巧捏造的虚言，乃是亲眼见过他的威荣。
For we did not follow cleverly devised tales when we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of His majesty.
当从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来，向他说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
For when he received honor and glory from God the Father, such an utterance as this was made to him by the majestic glory, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased."
我们同他在圣山的时候，亲自听见这声音从天上出来。
And we ourselves hearing heard this utterance and made from heaven when we were with him on the holy mountain.
这是他讲38年前他在那个山上看见的异象。
And so this is what Peter recalled that happened, the vision that he saw 38 years ago on that mountain.
那个异象38年后还是犹如什么？昨天，非常清晰。
And that vision was still so clear to Peter as if it happened just yesterday.
所以新约你可以看到这两个例子，他们当初怎么样被神的荣耀吸引。
So in this New Testament, you can see these two examples, how these two people were drawn to God's glory.
改变了他们人生的方向。
And it forever changed the direction of their lives.
一直到他们死寻道，从来没改过。
And all the way until they were martyred, they never changed. They never changed.
再讲两个旧约的人物。
And next, let me give you two examples from the Old Testament.
我们也是很熟悉的。
And we're all very familiar with these.
这个记载在《使徒行传》第七章。
So this was recorded in Acts chapter 7.
第二节到第四节。
Verse 2.
当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索莫大米还未住哈兰的时候，荣耀的神向他显现。
And so this was spoken by Stephen, and he said, "Hear me, brethren and fathers, the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran."
对他说，你要离开本地亲族，往我所要指示你的地方去。
And said to him, "Leave your country and your relatives, and come into the land that I will show you."
他就离开加勒底的之地，住在哈兰。他父亲死了以后，神使他从那里搬到你们现在住之地。
Then he left the land of Chaldean and settled in Haran. From there, after his father died, God had him move into this country in which you are now living.
所以在这里指出他们的祖先亚伯兰当时有一个神奇的经历是什么？
So here it just recounted this amazing thing that happened to their forefather Abram, and that was
这个神奇的经历就是有一天一个荣耀的神怎么样？向他显现。
This amazing experience was that one day the glorious God appeared to him.
给他一个很简单的命令。
And gave him a very simple commandment.
你要离开你的本地。还有什么？本族，往我所指示你的地方去。
As you are to leave your kinsmen and to go to a place where I direct you to.
如果你有这个神奇的经验，你老兄怎么样？
If you had this very amazing experience, what would you do?
啊，你起码要比亚伯兰要聪明一点，起码要问去哪里啊？
Probably you're more wiser, maybe you're smarter than Abram. You might ask, where are we going?
这是第一个问题。第二个问题。
And second question you may ask.
一个月你发我多少钱啊？
How much are you paying me per month?
对吧？
Right?
哎，这位亚伯兰弟兄。有没有问这两个问题啊？
But did Abram ask these questions?
第一，他不知道去哪里，他只知道说去我所要你指示的地方，去哪里？
So first of all, he has no idea where God wants you to go. God just said that go where I want you to go.
第二，我每个月怎么生活？
And secondly, like how do I make my make ends meet each month?
对不对？结果他就怎么样？就去了。
But yet he took off.
这就是亚伯拉罕跟你跟我不一样的地方。
And that is the big difference between you and Abraham.
他只要听见神怎么给他说，他就怎么样，就做。
So to Abraham, whatever God tells him to do, he does.
所以在希伯来书十一章第八节到第十节这么说的。
That's why in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8 for 10 it says,
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going.
第九节，他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住的居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in a tent with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
For he was looking for the city which has foundations, for whose architect and builder is God.
他们不是傻瓜。
So they're not dumb.
他也不是神经病。
They're also not crazy.
因为那一次当荣耀的神向他显现的时候，他看见的异象里头，他看见了我们不知道他看见的那个秘密。
Because when he saw that vision, when the vision was revealed to him, and he saw that in that light, he was seeing the answer of the mystery that we probably don't know.
那个秘密是什么？
And that secret is...
他去的是，他看见的是一个永远的家乡，对吧？
What I saw is that eternal homeland.
他知道哈兰，不管是乌尔也好，哈兰也好，都不是他的家乡。
For he knew that regardless whether it's Haran or Ur, neither of these places are his homeland.
甚至那个迦南地也不是他的家乡。
And even the land of Canaan is not his homeland.
对不对？怎么知道？因为他到了迦南，他还住什么？住帐篷。
How do we know this? It's because even when they arrived in the land of Canaan, he still lived in a tent.
对，他知道有一个永远的家。
For he knows there is this eternal home.
这是控制他一生的那个意象。
And that is the vision that controlled the rest of his life.
他的名字叫亚伯拉罕。
And his name was Abraham.
另外有一个人。
Another person.
他的名字叫摩西。
His name was Moses.
摩西的故事我们也都知道。
So we're all very familiar with this.
那他有没有类似的经历呢？
Did he also have similar experience?
有啊。
He sure does.
他在旷野放羊放了四十年。
So he was a shepherd in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以他大概八十岁了。
So he was probably about 80 years old.
照他的诗篇九十篇说，人的一生是七十岁，强壮的可以活八十。那我老了，我现在就差不多了嘛，一生走完了。
And so according to his song in Psalm 90, he mentioned that a person's lifespan is 70 years, and then if you're strong, 80. So he's about 80, so probably he figured that that's about it for his life.
现在他打算退休了。
So right around when he was about thinking about retiring,
在放羊的一个。一天忽然间看到一个稀奇的异象，他没有看过。
And so while he was shepherding his sheep, he saw this vision that he never saw before.
在旷野有很多的荆棘。
So in the wilderness, there were many of these thorn bushes.
被风一吹，这个荆棘就会滚，变成一大捆。
And then when the wind blows, this dried up thorn bushes would just start rolling like a ball.
然后就有的时候就有闪电。
And sometimes you have lightning.
打在这个荆棘的大捆上面的时候，这个荆棘就会着火。
And if it happened to strike these thorn bushes, and it will catch on fire.
对一个牧羊人来讲，这种事情已经看了很多了，不是稀奇的事。
So to a shepherd, he must have seen a lot of these. So
那一天吸引他的是什么？
But however, that day, what drew his attention was
那个着火的荆棘烧啊烧啊烧啊，老没完没了的。那个荆棘没有烧坏，火继续很大。
That particular thorn bush, though it was caught on fire, but it never burned itself out. It just continued to burn.
所以这个80岁的老人就开始往前走，就要看看到底这是里面有什么学问。
So amazed, this 80-year-old man made his way to the bush, trying to figure out what's going on.
就在他走到这个荆棘的着火的荆棘前面，他就听见一句话。
And just as he got before that burning bush, he heard this voice.
听见什么？
He said, what did he hear?
摩西，不是摩西。
It said, Moses.
把你的脚上的鞋脱下来，因为你站的是圣地。
Take off the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy.
所以这是一个极大的生命的改变，从那一天。
So from that day on, this was a great turning point in his life.
那我们知道，对犹太人的这个成长的环境来讲，这个谁穿鞋谁不穿鞋，是两个不同的阶级。So
to the Israelites growing up, their culture has made this big distinction between those who could wear sandals and those who can't wear sandals.
谁穿鞋？
So who's allowed to wear shoes?
做主人的穿鞋。
The master is allowed to wear shoes.
谁不穿鞋？
Who's not allowed to wear shoes?
佣人。
The servants.
仆人没有资格穿鞋。
Servants does not have the status to wear shoes.
他从小是从埃及皇宫长大的。
So he grew up in the palace of Egypt.
他永远是做什么？ 做头的。
So he was always the leader, the head, the master.
但是。 这80年只穿鞋的人，今天有一个声音对吧？把鞋子脱下来。
But for a person who'd been wearing their sandals, where was able to wear their shoes for 80 years, all of a sudden today, someone commanded him to take off his sandals.
他就知道他碰上什么。
And he knew.
他的主人了。
And he knew he met his master.
对吧？ 所以他把脚鞋上脱下来。
So immediately he took off his sandals.
然后跟他神跟他讲了一段很重要的话。
And God said this very important message to him.
这是他人生的改变。
And that changed his life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
我举四个人, 两个在旧约, 两个在新约, so, 都有一个共同的点。
So I named these four people throughout the New Testament and the Old Testament, and they all share this common theme.
这共同点是什么?
And that is
有一个天上的意象。
And that they had this heavenly vision.
这个天上的意象把神的心怎么样? 启示给这些看见异象的人。
And in this vision, God revealed his heart to the people who saw the vision.
就仅此而已吗?
Was that all?
不是。
No.
这些被这个异象抓住的人，就一生没有违背这个异象。 跟随这个意象走了一辈子。So
these people who were caught by this vision, they then next follow it for the rest of their lives. They did not prove disobedient to the vision.
这种人，从耶稣的话里面讲，这种人叫什么人？
So these people, according to the words of Jesus, what did he call these people?
你们还是我们？ 啊？ 或者他们？
So, do they belong to the group of them or the group of them?
就是有了异象以后，就跟随这个异象的人，叫做门徒。
So these people, this group of people who after they saw the vision and follow the vision, they are called disciples.
他们的见证就是保罗的那句话：“亚基帕王啊，故此我没有违背那从天上来的。”
And these people could be summarized up with Paul's response to King Agrippa by saying, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
所以我盼望我们在要去一起来讲以弗所书的时候,
So it's my hope that as we dive deeper into the book of Ephesians,
我们每一个人在神面前必须有这一个基本的态度。
That every one of us, we must have this attitude before God.
神啊,
and
that's, 让我就跟这些如同云彩一般的见证人所摆给我们的榜样, 让我们做一个顺服你旨意的人。
And that is that after seeing all these examples, as many as the clouds in heaven of people who follow you and obey you, may you give us this obedience to follow you.
这个意象, 是神愿意给所有愿意跟随他的人。
And this vision is something that God's willing to give to all of those who follow him.
在旧约中，神不是只给那两个人，我只是举了两个例子而已。
So in the Old Testament, God didn't give this only to those two people. I'm only mentioning them as an example.
对，新约的这两个人也是一模一样的，不是神不是只给这两个人有意向，所有愿意跟随他的人都在心里被这一个光所。照明我们心中的什么眼睛
？And so same thing in the New Testament, there are way more people than just those two I mentioned who receive the vision. But it's but an example. All these people have the same common, which is that they have this light that shine into them that allowed the eyes of their heart to be able to see again.
对，所以当我们被这一个大的光在我们心中明亮的时候，我们是不是？照着这一个意象来服侍他，跟随他。
And so when we have this great light shining into us, and when our eyes are open once more and can see once more, shouldn't we follow him and serve him in accordance to the vision that we see?
这是保罗在以弗所书要告诉我们。
And this is what Paul wants to tell us in the book of Ephesians.
他在主后三十六年看见这个异象在大马色的路上。
And so he saw this in 36 A.D. on his way to Damascus.
那他写以弗所书的时候
，And so when he wrote the book of Ephesians,
应该是主后六十二年。
It should be about 62 A.D.
对，那个时候他已经在关在罗马的监狱。
So he at by that time he was in prison in the Roman prison.
照人说是。很 depressed, 因为关在监牢失去自由。
So to the people of this world, he should be in a very depressed state because he was in prison and he lost his freedom.
如果他没有异象，他会很 depressed.
But indeed, without his visions, he would be depressed.
他里面是明亮的。
But however, inside of him was bright.
你就会发现外面的环境好，他船不好，怎么样？
And you'll discover that regardless of what the circumstances around him, he continues to preach the gospel. For the surroundings cannot imprison us. So we are people who always, forever strive forward.
什么吸引他?
What drawn to, what attracted him?
天上的异象。
The heavenly vision.
但愿这个是我们今天每一个听见这篇道的人都有同样的科目。
May that be something that we all seek from all those who are here today to hear this message. Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主,
Dear Lord,
我们感谢你,
we want to thank you.
你是做工的神,
for you are God who does work.
我们今天每一个蒙你拣选的神的儿女,
so all your children whom you have selected,
我们不是偶然来到这个世界,
we didn't just come into this world by randomly.
我们也不是偶然得救了。
And we didn't just randomly got saved.
然后有一天偶然离开这个世界。
And then someday randomly leave this world.
在你没有偶然的事。
So in you, there's nothing that's random.
你掌管这一切。
For you control everything.
主啊，你愿意我们每一个人都被你自己的荣耀遇见。
And you want every one of us to meet you in your glory.
我们本来是瞎眼。
We were blind.
我们走自己的路。
And walked our own ways.
但是今天我们愿意来寻求你的面。
But today we want to seek your face.
求你得着我们每一个人的心。
May you receive every one of our hearts.
让我们真认识耶稣是主。
So that we may truly know that Jesus is the Lord.
是荣耀神的儿子。
Is the Son of the glorious God.
是吧？一切神的旨意都在你自己的身上。
And all the will of God is in you.
主啊，开我们的眼睛，让我们看见。
Lord, please open our eyes so we may see.
开我们的耳朵，让我们能够听见。
So and open our ears, may we hear.
因为你的话说，我们的眼睛是有福的，因为我们看见了。
For you said that our eyes are blessed, for we can see.
我们的耳朵也是有福的，因为我们听见了。
And bless our ears, for we heard.
主，愿你成就你的旨意在我们每一个人的身上。
May your will be done on every one of us.
求你听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Praise in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.